Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the book of Acts, chapter number 1 and in verse number 8. The Bible says, "But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me." Of course, this was the risen Savior who is talking just before he ascends into heaven. And this was the marching orders, the last words that he gave the disciples before he ascended out of their sight into heaven and was received by a cloud. And he talked about power, a promise power that was coming. And we know that did come in the book of Acts, chapter number 2. And he said about a presence that was coming. Of course, that presence was the Holy Ghost. And he said, after that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Power from the Spirit of God. And then he told us about a purpose, and it is a privilege that we have to carry out this purpose, the purpose of the gospel. What is the purpose of the gospel? Well, the scripture says, "And ye shall be witnesses unto me." Ye shall be witnesses unto me. We are to be public witnesses of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. If we were to go into a court of law and observe when they call a witness, one of the things that a witness is required to do, a real witness is a man who says, "I know that this is true." You cannot go on, something that you're not sure of. "Well, I think." That's not what they're looking for. That's not a good witness. They're looking for something that someone is quite sure about. You cannot evidence a story that somebody else saw or somebody else heard, but you have to give your own personal experience. You know, John Bunyan, he went through a time that he wasn't sure. He was the writer of Pilgrim's Progress, and he wasn't quite sure. He considered that possibly the Jews, they thought their religion was the best. The Islam, the Mohammedans, they thought theirs was the best. What if Christianity was just a think-so religion as well? Well, a witness doesn't say, "I think so." A witness says, "I know so." A true witness, a real witness. And so a real witness says, "I know this is true." Second, a real witness is not of just words, but of deeds. A real witness is something that that you can testify, not that you just heard sounds. If we're to be a witness, it's not just the talk that people are interested in, but it's the deeds that people are interested in. I read about when Livingston was in Central Africa, and when Stanley had found him there and spent some time with him, he made the statement, Stanley made this statement. He said, "If I had been with him any longer, I would have been compelled to be a Christian, and he never spoke a word to me about it at all." You see, the witness of Livingston's life was irresistible. And so a real witness is not just someone who says the words, but also lives the deeds. And then third, the word witness in the Greek language, it's the same word we use for martyr. It's the same thought. And so if we're to be witnesses, then, my friend, we have to be willing also to become martyrs. In other words, sometimes it costs us our friends. Sometimes it costs us our positions. If we're going to stand true, sometimes it costs us our jobs. And, of course, it has cost people their lives. Being a witness, if you're to be a true witness, if you're to be a faithful witness, and the Lord said, "Ye shall be witnesses unto me," sometimes it means to be loyal, no matter the cost, to be witnesses unto me. The question I have today, are we being witnesses of Christ or of some ideology or some philosophy? Father, help us to be true witnesses to the glory of God. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.